Don't move, Whitey.
Jack spun, flipping onto his back, and without even stopping to think about it, he fired his Colt Python. The sec man from the train reacted swiftly, a half dozen of them chasing the fleeing teenager across the sand. Jack looked over his shoulder, dodging as a well-muscled man in a torn t-shirt made a grab for him from over his right shoulder. The man missed, his hand clutching at Jack's leather jacket. Blood poured from the lacerations where his fingers had gripped around the razor blades and sharp edges of glass and metal that Jack had meticulously sewn into the fabric. The wounded man reached for the pistol in his hip holster, but the foreman was beside him now.
Keep him alive! One like that be a lot of use to us!
Jack tossed his arms back, the Magnum still in his right hand, keeping his balance as he skirted down the slope that led to the walled hill in front of him. The gates were closed. There wouldn't be time to negotiate with the sentries now, so Jack would have to use his speed to clamber up them, the same way he'd negotiated the wall to get out here in the first place. Two more of the trained sec men appeared from the shadows to his left. Jack was hit in the shoulder by the man's nightstick. He staggered back, raising the Colt Python and targeting the two men who charged him. Then the second man was on him, and the handgun was useless. Jack swung his left fist at the sec man. The sec man staggered backward, clutching at his bloody nose. But Jack could feel a nasty throbbing in his left arm. The hit with the nightstick had caught his shoulder, and the surge of adrenaline was already passing, leaving numbness in its wake. More guards were arriving, appearing from the shadows all around, 8 of them, then 10, with guns and knives. He dropped his Colt Python to the sand. Then raised his right hand, open and empty. His left arm sagged, unmoving.